This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know the thing about masks, Amanda? Some people look very sexy when you can't see most of their face. You only see their eyes. I see women and I'm thinking, wow, she looks really hot. There's something alluring. It's a tease. You don't think so?
All you're not seeing is their mouth and nose.
It's the whole thing about if a woman walks out of the bedroom with nothing on. Okay, we like to see that, but that's not what I'd call sexy. When she walks out with something sheer where you can almost see it, that'll drive a man crazy.
Well, our text club thinks that you're calling face masks face lingerie.
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. Does anybody actually agree with me? Am I out here alone on this one?
Well, this person said, yeah, you do look sexier with the mask on. I'm a woman, and I've seen many men looking at me in a flirty way.
Mm-hmm. So not a lot of support is what you're saying.
No, I'm more just enjoying that you think face masks are face lingerie.
Okay. So thanks for holding. I want to get somebody's opinion here. Somebody has to agree with me.
About the mask, I'm actually liking the mask because half the women that go to Walmart are hideous, so the mask covers half the face up. So I'm actually liking that. I'm thinking those people should wear the mask all the time.
Okay, wow. Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
He thinks the masks are an improvement.
Oh, my gosh, not what I was expecting. All right, I guess I'm just all alone on this one. That's fine.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.